Is Canada on the move? Are we finally heading in the right direction in soccer? Our analyst from Soccer Central on Sportsnet, James Sharman. Good morning, James.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm still waiting. You know, it's a lifetime for me. I'm waiting for a national soccer team to get behind. So
Paul Pescasolito is still the best striker Elliot's seen. So that's not good.
Hey, don't ridicule Pesh. He did a great
job. Sorry.
Way to go, Brady. It's all your fault.
I can't do that.
We get a draw last night. We get a sensational goal, a win, a draw. Are we finally tipping over that line?
Let's hold our breaths a little bit on that. I mean, yeah, listen, the team's playing above expectations at the moment at the Gold Cup. You know, yesterday against Costa Rica, who is really one of the pre-tournament favorites. They're a real good team that's really grown in recent years. They played pretty well, but in fairness, you know, the goalkeeper Milan Borjan was outstanding and really, you know, saved Canada on a couple of occasions. But you know what? There's certainly progress so far under the new coach, Octavio Zambrano. They are playing an up-tempo style of football right now. And, you know, there's hope in that they have this kid, Alfonso Davis. And listen, he's 16 years old. We do see these kids often emerge around the world, and they don't ever amount to much. But he's got something about him. You know, he's got composure. His pace is absolutely frightening. He's got huge confidence on the field. And, you know, I can't remember a player like him wearing Canadian colors for a very long time, if ever, actually. So, you know what? I think Canadian fans are allowed to get perhaps a little bit ahead of themselves right now and enjoy this because, as you mentioned there, Elliot, there's been so little hope over the years. Let's just go with this for the time being.
Love to. James Sharman joining us from still in Houston, Texas. Are you on your way to Frisco for the crucial Honduras matchup?
Yeah. I will be in a couple of hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. That's beautiful. You'll have a nice night off there. Now, yeah, there's so much stress about what happens in the future for Davies, but as you said, there's been nobody that we've seen that's finished like he's finished. That was a finisher's goal last night to see the play develop. Really three things had to happen. Davies was already moving to where he thought the ball was going to go and got fed the ball. The great question I think that is fair to ask is, how long can MLS keep him, James? How long can he be a whitecap at 16 before there's a European superpower, a Champions League type team that comes knocking on the door and wants to at least investigate getting him over across the Atlantic.
You're right, Greg. I mean, listen, it takes one big international tournament, right, to enlighten a lot of the world's top brass, that's for sure. Now, I know the Whitecaps have admitted that. Manchester United have been sniffing around for a while now around this play. You know, he's no secret to the top clubs who have their scouting tentacles, you know, stretched across the world. But he is 16. He's in the right place in Vancouver right now, in my opinion. You know, Kyle Robinson's done a nice job there, shielding him, keeping him under the radar. You know, he starts every now and again, but he hasn't started too much. He's often off the bench there. But, you know, if he maintains this form the next game, and if they progress and keeps doing that, it's going to be very hard for Vancouver to keep this guy on the bench because clearly he's ready for a bigger role. But, you know, playing in Vancouver in a decent league in MLS at 16 is probably the right situation with maybe a little bit less pressure than going overseas and playing first-team football. You know, if he went to, you know, a bigger club in Europe, he's likely not playing first-team football just yet. You know, he'd be in the reserves in the age-grade team. So it's the right situation. But, yeah, if this continues, of course, you know, the big teams will sniff him out. Like I mentioned, that pace is electrifying right now and real composure in front of goal. Those three goals he's taken so far have been really well-taken goals. He can't miss at the moment. And we'll see what happens. But, you know, like I said, let's just enjoy this right now. And probably a couple of years in Vancouver is still the right choice for him. But any young kid, you know, if a big club comes sniffing around, it is hard to say no, let's be honest.
Talking soccer with James Sharman, looking ahead to Canada's chances as we move forward. You know, it's not like we're looking for Canada to win the World Cup. We just like to play in it and maybe get a goal. And I know we're talking about the pressure, but the fact of the matter is anybody that's ever going to step into that position that's going to be good is going to have pressure on them. They're going to have to learn to deal with it at some time.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And that amount, I mean, at the moment, there's still no pressure on this team. And looking at the games so far, two games here at the Gold Cup, and there's been, I've seen a handful of Canadian fans, right? You know, there isn't much pressure. As the tournament progresses, if they advance, there'll be more fans in the stands, be more pressure, obviously, and we'll see how the team does. The coach, Octavio Zambrano, spoke before the match yesterday and after the match about he looks forward to seeing how this team adapts and deals with the additional pressure. He was quite impressed yesterday. They go up 1-0. They concede that goal late in the first half, but then they're pretty resolute defensively. You know, from that point onwards, I mentioned Boyan. He was very, very good, but hey, he's part of the team, right? He did his job. So they'll find the pressure. But, you know, I'm talking to Junior Hoilett post-match and some of these players, and these guys haven't been involved in previous Canadian editions, really, where they've lost those big games against CONCACAF nations over, you know, erroneous refereeing calls or just overall breakdowns. They're not part of that past. They weren't there. You know, they haven't experienced it. So for them, it's all new. They're not really playing with that huge anvil of Canadian soccer history hanging over their heads. This is a new, fresh team with confidence, and I think that bodes really well.
James Sharman, our guest in Houston, Texas, where Canada tied Costa Rica last night. He hopes to arrive in time to watch all of USA Martinique tonight on a television.
You know it, Greg. You know me too well, pal.
On a television near him. Yeah, I mean, Elliot's got a great point about the World Cup, but I wouldn't want Canada's first World Cup experience since 86 shouldn't be in Qatar. I just feel that's wrong. I'm trying not to support the whole concept of this tournament.
Teams. Yeah, it might be, though. Who knows?
It might be.
That might be the time. You know, Zambrano, the coach, has come in at just the right time, hasn't he? Because he's got, you know, all these young players, you know, trying to break through in this stage. This tournament's nice and all, but let's be honest, it's not that huge. It's about World Cup qualifying in 2 years' time, right? So he has 2 years to bed in before the really meaningful games begin. And that is qualifying for, yes, 2022, which we could talk about for a long time. It'd be a nice Christmas present, wouldn't it, for Canadian fans, though, because they're playing that World Cup in the winter. So, hey, let's look forward to it, Greg. Don't be so cynical.